can eat corn and barley and the rest of the grains, while I cannot, O jubilant one.
Yeah. Have you noticed something in this paragraph? I said, maybe today I'm a little bit out of center. Look at it. There are 8 verses, right? Okay. The first is explaining the owners of the language. The second is Moses talking. The third is early in the morning, the guy is waiting. And the fifth is the story. We come back to that. Then, what happens? The cock will steal it. And the dog starts to talk. The rest, 3 of them, which is almost half of it, is repetition of one stuff. That I could eat this, you could eat that. I could eat... Why? One wasn't enough? Think about it. When you're telling this story, you want to say it, okay. Yeah, the doggy will say, hey, you could eat the grain, I cannot. So why are you doing this? And that was enough. Now for Rumi, we repeat it 3 times. And when he repeats something 3 times, you have to look at it carefully. What is he talking about? He's talking about the difference between a grain and a rotten old piece of bread left over. That's what it is, right? So we know what the grain is, we talked about it, and that's the beginning and end of the thinking, right? That's the beginning of the ideas. You remember? You put it in that's a planning and agriculture, then it comes up. So that's what the grain is. And that grain, yes, is made for the cock, not for the dog, right? But the cock will take that one. Why? Think about it. It's about idea and thinking and all that, right? And this cock is not interested in the idea of planning something and doing. He is having something old, rotten, leftover. Do you remember what tradition is? What you learn from the elderly people, and without knowing it, you will do it? And Rumi said, never do that. Do not even imitate someone, because you have to understand it. But this fellow's cock is interested in the old, rotten ideas, not that one. And that's it. They will never talk about that later, that what was this, what was that. Then it's about, yes, having party, having food and all that. But here, Rumi explained it, that pay attention. I'm talking about a fellow with a rotten mind, old one, like before civilization. And these guys, cock is interested in the old leftover bread, not the grain really. So the dog, of course, dog at the door is opposition. He will shout out that you did something bad. Okay? So now let's see what will happen. Yep.
This crust of bread, the bread which is our portion, you are taking away from the dogs, such a quantity as this. The cock's answer to the dog. Then the cock said to him, be silent, do not grieve, for God will give you something else instead of this. The horse of this Khwaja is about to die. Tomorrow, eat your fill and be not sorrowful.
What happened? From the angle that today I'm bringing in, what happened? First of all, he cut the paragraph and started another one with the title of The Answer of the Dog. It was not needed.
The cock said that, the dog could answer. But he divided it to make that three verses at the end of the last paragraph shine. Now he started to bring something in. What was the new stuff? Was the horse. Do you remember what the horse is? We talked about the horse a lot. First of all, Rumi would say, horse is the guy that you don't see. You see the cloud of dirt beyond the horse. Horse is fast. And horse, you remember, we read the last two verses, that the human being is riding at the horse of Karamna. His Karamna is going to die. Because he has done something here that the attention of God will be cut off somehow. Why? Why did it cut off? Why should the horse die? You have to deserve to be gifted something. When you want to learn the language of the animals, when you want to go back to the state of being an animal, then Karamna will not cover you, because Karamna is not for the animal, is for the spirit, for the soul. So if you want to learn the language of the animals and become animalistic, that horse will die. And that's the first thing. Yes.
The horse's death will be a feast day for the dogs. They will be abundant provender without toil or earning.
Why? Not in this story. I ask you today to step outside and say, why? When the horse will die, dog should really be happy and have a feast. The horse is the thing that will take you away, right? The dog likes to be at the door, keeping the house. So when the horse dies, you cannot walk out anymore. You are with the doggy. So it will have your company. It means when you go back to become animalistic and you lose that, let's say, attraction, then your ego will be very happy that your horse is dead. Yeah.
When the man heard, he sold the horse. That cock of his was disgraced in the eyes of the dog. Next day, the cock carried off the bread in the same fashion, and the dog opened his lips at him.
You see how fast it happened. This is the main action of the story in one verse. Yes, the next day he died. Period. Because there is no more to say. When your horse of Karamna will die, then this is what will happen to you. The guy is exposed here. What did he do? He didn't worry about not having the horse. He didn't remember that, I used this horse for so many years. Nothing, no emotion, nothing. Just business. Sold it. Period. So there is no really attachment to that horse. This is why the guy is miserable. And that has not happened to the guy. We don't care about it. The half of the verse will say he sold it. The other half, let's go back to these two. The cock was ashamed again. Then with no explanation, why the cock who is ashamed and has done something bad yesterday and promised something that didn't happen even today will grab the bread. Why that? Do you remember the guy who was so greedy that wanted to learn the language of the animals? This is his thinking system, which is pick up whatever you can. Don't care about the other one. This is his attitude. The story goes another way, but this is the attitude of the of these cock. Again, stealing the bread. Yes.
Saying, O beguiling cock, how long tell these lies? You're unrighteous and false and without luster. Where is the horse that you said would die? You are a blind man who tells of the stars, and you are deprived of truth. That knowing cock said to him, his horse died in another place. He sold the horse and escaped from loss. He cast the loss upon others.
Okay, now what? Look at the attitude of the cock. Without saying, I'm sorry, he brings an excuse which was irrelevant. He didn't say where the horse will die. And that's irrelevant, but here he brings it in. His horse died somewhere else, and he sold it. So you're a lawyer. Whatever you said is not correct, but he doesn't care. Do you know where this cock is living in?
Inside.
In you? Yeah. In you. This is it. When you become greedy, all this happens because your thought will be involved in some way defending yourself, but being greedy and doing the nasty stuff. So here the cock did it. Yep.
But tomorrow his mule will die. That will be good fortune for the dogs. No more. The covetous man immediately sold the mule and at that instant obtained deliverance from grief and loss. On the third day, the dog said to the cock, O prince of liars, with your drums and kettle drums. He said, he sold the mule in haste, said he. Tomorrow, his slave would be stricken down.
Okay, now what? He started with the horse. Then he went to the other one. What is the other one? What is the role of that animal? The mule. Don't you know the role of the mule?
Always just thinking about it.
It will carry on with no thought, no passion, nothing. The mule is the most stupid animal. There is only one animal who could be more stupid. What is it? Me! The beginning of book two, remember? He said, these people with the mule, they're stupid because they're following the mule. They're not in front of the mule. They don't pull it. They're at the back of the mule. He said, it's not a good place. It's a dirty place. It smells bad and all that stuff. And anybody following that one is in trouble. That was the beginning, first paragraph of book two. He said, remember, this donkey in you is the enemy of the path. He loves to go and have grass and that's it. Here, after that, the mule will die. To make it three. Because three is almost complete. Then there is the fourth one. The fourth one is what? Is the slave. Haha, what is a slave? I don't know, you tell me.
Someone is not free.
Remember he said, you are the king with two slaves that you want very cheap. One of them is worse than the other. Here, he will not divide them because you should know.